I learned about the law of gravity the hard way by jumping off the garage roof. That hurt really bad.
Ouch, I bet you won't do that again. Hopefully you learned a good lesson. Have you ever heard the phrase, what goes up must come down? I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Well, that's the law of gravity, and it doesn't matter if you believe in it or not, it still exists. Whatever goes up must come down. God's law is like that too. It shows us that our sin separates us from Him and that we need to be saved. Romans 6:23 says, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." And now for our story, it's entitled God's Laws. "Hey, Reese, did you forget that flying is for birds?" joked Uncle Ryan as he looked at the cast plastered around Reese's ankle. "Your mother tells me you jumped off the garage roof. Good thing you landed in the shrubs or you might have broken both ankles." "It was higher than I thought," replied Reese, embarrassed. "You probably have a new respect for the law of gravity," said Uncle Ryan. He sat down on the couch. "I've come to appreciate all of God's laws."
"You mean the Ten Commandments?" asked Reese.
"Yes, but those are only part of God's laws," Uncle Ryan said. "When God created the world, He put into place every scientific law there is. He made botanical laws that say certain seeds produce certain fruits, and He made biological laws that say people require food and water to stay alive. Chemical laws say that certain mixtures of gases will create explosions, and there are reproductive laws that say chickens hatch chicks, never ducks. Mathematical laws say 2 plus 2 equals 4.
And like you said, there's the law of gravity," added Reese with a grin.
Uncle Ryan laughed. "Right. God holds the universe together, and His laws never change. It pays to respect God's laws if you want to stay alive." Uncle Ryan picked up a Bible lying on the coffee table and held it up. "And we haven't talked about God's most important laws, His spiritual laws."
"You mean like the things Pastor Burton preaches about in his sermons?" asked Reese.
"Yes," said Uncle Ryan. "Some people don't believe there are spiritual laws, but they're as real as the physical ones. The Bible tells us about them. It says that our sin separates us from God and that we can only be saved by trusting in Jesus, who died for our wrongs on the cross and then rose from the grave. You either respect these spiritual laws and do what they say, or you go your own way and lose out in the end. And that's even worse than forgetting the law of gravity and getting a broken ankle," said Reese. Well, what about you? Do you respect God's scientific laws in the world, such as the law of gravity? How about spiritual laws? Those laws say that sin separates you from God and that you can only become God's child by trusting in Jesus. Anyone who doesn't will be separated from God forever. So follow God's spiritual laws by trusting in Jesus today. To learn more about what it means to trust in Jesus, just get your parents' permission first and then head over to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse, once again, Romans 6:23.
"The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord."
And our key thought for today, trust in Jesus. Have you had a chance to check out my podcast, Countdown to Christmas with Zach? If you haven't, you're missing out on some great holiday stories and talking about them with kids just like you. Don't let Christmas fly by you without thinking deeply about what Jesus has done for you. Join me by asking your grown-up to follow the Countdown to Christmas with Zach podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.